You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Wire. Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
Last week, United States Bank Wells Fargo made headlines for firing a dozen employees who were caught faking work from home. Wells Fargo has started monitoring employees' computers, which showed software being used to establish fake activities from employees' computers. I spoke to the University of Auckland's Dr. Emmy Van Esch about this Wells Fargo example and the ethics of monitoring employees' computers more generally. Can you start by explaining why Wells Fargo fired a dozen employees last week?
Yeah, so this company, they're actually often featured in the news because of their unethical business practices, both towards their customers or their own employees. So this time they fired a few employees, I think quite a few of them, because they used clickers, they used a gadget in order to pretend that they are actually working at home. So these people had to work from home, but for some reason they were not always able to sit in front of their computer, and therefore they bought a gadget to pretend they were working.
This raises a lot of questions about managing productivity, but also companies can abuse these tools in an unethical way. How do we balance productivity with ethics of at-home monitoring?
Yeah, so actually companies do have the right to monitor their employees, but within certain limits. So, for example, they can do it if they want to protect company data or if they want to make sure that there is employee productivity, but they should also at the same time respect employees' privacy rights. So they should find a balance here. So I think it's very important that companies should only use tools that primarily empower the employees. So only use tools when they are there for like training or development, or if these tools are there to improve the employees' health, their well-being or their safety. But I think these tools should not be used if they are being used to punish people, like if they don't meet targets or if they don't meet objectives, as is in the case in this company.
How can these employees who put unfair, or sorry, how can these companies who put unfair expectations on their employees be regulated?
Yes, so I'm not sure they should just have policies, I think, to make it more fair. Yes, I think this particular company has unrealistic expectations of their staff, and the staff, they feel like they cannot meet the objectives. So the only way in order to survive, they feel like they need to cheat at work.
And this was obviously an example from overseas, but is this a conversation that's being had in New Zealand as well?
Yeah, I don't have that information to hand because I'm new to New Zealand, but I know that all over the world, companies are increasingly using monitoring tools to keep track of their own employees, especially because many people work from home. So companies want to check if they are actually working when they are at home. And also because of the rise of AI, artificial intelligence, so companies want to check if you did the work yourself or if you outsourced it to AI.
And is there anything else you think people should know about these kind of tools that are being introduced and what happened with Wells Fargo?
Yeah, I think this is just an extreme case of a company that is famous for not treating their staff with a lot of respect and trust. So I think usually when companies treat their staff with respect and trust, in return, the employees will also be nice to them. So I think it's just not likely to happen in most companies around the world.
That was the University of Auckland's Dr. Emmy Van Esch on the ethics of monitoring employees' computers when they are working from home.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.